You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and I want to bring Wanda back. Wanda, you know, we were doing that big, long set of podcasts in the studio all day Tuesday, and we're cleaning them up. It, you know, was really great. My client called me up, and this is where we talk about what the radio show does for me. What the radio show did is I go to these family office events, and when I meet the people from the family office events, they want to come on the radio show. So I bring them on the radio show.
Yep.
This gentleman, he wanted more. He wanted me to help him put together an entire marketing package. He wanted me to help him with his capital. He wanted the marketing package. We brought in David Siqueiros to help us do the video and the audio taping and the editing. And we're going to create for this gentleman 4 hours of branding, long form and short form content.
Beautiful.
And it's a thing that people need to realize is important, because as Bruce Turkell says on our show all the time, and we repeat, you're already qualified when you have the meeting with the person. In fact, this already happened today. I had a meeting today with a group. They're very high profile, and everybody calls on them, and they know everybody. And so I go, you know, I'd like to help you with your next deal. They go, fine. They call me up. They go, listen, we're going to push back on the next deal. Wait a couple weeks and then come in. I go, no, I want to come now. I want to come now. So I go in now. And I give them this. I give them my position. I say, you know, everybody, for somebody to sit at this conference room in this place is a passage, a rite of passage. There's an entry that you get to that you have to pay. And once I'm in there, everybody that's in there is pretty much the same qualified. And how do you pick who it's going to be? And they go, well, we pick who it's going to be by who we have the best relationship with. I said, well, let's tell stories, because if I'm qualified, I want to build a relationship. And for the next hour, we swapped stories. And I got to tell you, it was the best new business meeting I've ever had. And I am right now on the radio giving the shout out to Bruce Turkell and thanking him for coaching me on all of my business approach that I've been taking on this All About Them. It works. I recommend the book to everybody. And I've already had Bruce speak to the UF real estate people. He was just great, well-received. He speaks all around the country, was out in Hawaii and California. I highly recommend him as a thought leader on personal marketing. It's been great. Barry, I'll see you later. Of course, we're saying goodbye to my friend Barry, the big shot at Ackerman. We're here at American Social with our friends from Emerald Creek Capital. But Wanda, so this is the kind of thing that the radio show does. I'm here. I'm differentiating myself from the other people that are here. I'm building relationships with the people that are here, even if they just walk by and give me a high five. The staff and team at Emerald Creek Capital now, we've done a couple of these with them. We're building relationships with them. And it's just an amazing thing, because it's all about the experience. And when we say that it's all about them, I want to go back to the event that I had today where I met with the new client. In the past, you'd say, hi, these are my credentials. This is why you should use me. Instead, this time, what I did was I was transparent. This is Bruce's column for this week, for the record. I did this before I read his column. I was transparent. I was open. I was vulnerable. I said who I was, what was going on in my life, the things that made me, the things that make me different from others. And by the way, the radio show is one of them. And the person I was meeting with is all about creating sophisticated, high-profile, quality content. Guess who's coming on the show, Wanda?
Tell me.
The guy from today. And we're going to do a segment on my show. And it's the same kind of thing as if somebody comes in and does a podcast. If somebody comes in and does a podcast, Wanda, you help them through. You coach them through. You'd even interview them if it was required, right?
I do whatever it takes. Well,
okay,
within reason.
And the podcasts are picking up. The station's getting more oriented towards it. I think there were some folks that were supposed to be here from one of the big radio networks besides Salem, in fact.
People are getting creative.
Earlier this week.
Yeah, and people are getting creative, which is the fun part.
Well, that's great. That's really terrific. Now, I did want to talk a little bit more about what I get out of the radio show. What I get is self-actualization. It's a place where I can be myself. So again, I'm going to go back to what Bruce says about being transparent and projecting who you are and being vulnerable. That's what it takes in the business world today. It's not the bonfire of the vanities days of 1984, 85, 87, where everybody would eat the guy next to them, you know, kill them and beat them up or whatever in business. Now it's collaborative is the word. Everybody wants to collaborate. I'm here with them.
Relationships.
Yes, relationships. You saw us. You saw me and Jerry. We were building relationships while I was doing that content for him. That whole content thing for me, he paid the studio time. He paid the editing and the recording. Me? Our time together was on me because I was using it to build the relationship with him. I used it to learn about him, understand him. And when people do these segments with me, it's a bonding experience that I can't even express how wonderful it is for me. For me, I love having the experience with these people, and I certainly hope that it shows on the radio. Wanda, does it come through?
Oh, for sure, Jim. You're just the most approachable guy I know.
Well, thank you. You know a lot of people, and I really appreciate that, Wanda. I really try to be open. You know, sometimes I can be cranky. I can be on a phone call. I can be distant.
I know.
In our cars, we become anonymous. That's a topic for another day, the nasty part of being anonymous in your car. But when people are out and they're around and they're mingling, and that was one of the things we talked about today with my hopefully new client, was how he creates interaction and mingling. He gets people out. He creates environments. And see, that's what I want to do. I want to create a business environment on the radio show where people come together, share ideas, and create more than just that idea and just that thing. I want to bring all of that to the community, and that's why I've come to WZAB and create content with you, Wanda, every week. And I encourage everybody to do so. If they want to learn more, they can give me a call at the station. What is it, 305? What's the number there, Wanda?
In the studio, 305-541-2350.
They call that number. They say they want to talk to Jim. They'll get to me.
They can find you on Facebook, too.
Yeah, they can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. I got all that. You know what, Wanda? I guess it is sort of time for me to wind up, so I will.